Ever wonder how some marketing campaigns, they just nail it, while others fall flat? Like, what's the secret sauce? Well, today we're going to dig into this thing called marketing mix models. They're like these algorithms trying to figure out what makes advertising tick.
And we've got some research here that might just turn your thinking on its head. It's not as easy as, oh, this model's got 99% accuracy, we're good to go.
Right, because what if that model, even though it gets all the small stuff right, what if it totally misses those big wins? Like, imagine missing the biggest sales spike of the year. You'd be kicking yourself.
That's where this whole idea of business error comes in. And it's something people don't always pay enough attention to.
So let's break this down. First things first, for anyone who's new to this whole world, marketing mix models, or MMMs for short, basically they try to figure out how much each marketing activity you do actually impacts sales. Sounds simple, right?
Easier said than done.
Totally. But
Right.
how do we actually make sure these models are tuned in to what really matters for, making actual business decisions in the real world?
The researchers behind this paper, they looked at two key things. One, NRMSE. Now, that's just a fancy way of saying how good is this model at predicting stuff.
Gotcha.
And then the other thing, this is the interesting one, decomp.RSA, which gets at this business error we're talking about.
Okay, so low NRMSE, that means your model is like a prediction ninja, but if that decomped RSSD is out of whack.
That's when you miss those golden opportunities, those big swings in sales that you really want to catch.
It's like your model is telling you, yeah, you'll sell 100 pizzas, but it doesn't tell you which pizzas. So you're stuck with a ton of pepperoni and no one's ordering it.
Ouch. Exactly. That's the kind of problem that decomp.RSSD helps you avoid.
And to try to wrap our heads around this whole accuracy versus business impact thing, they use something called the Pareto frontier. It's basically a way of showing you what you win and what you lose when you try to improve something.
Yeah, it's like a constant balancing act.
And they actually went ahead and labeled some of these models as the best and the worst based on this whole balancing act. But here's where things get really interesting. They used something called KL divergence to see how closely the model's predictions lined up with what actually went down in the real world. And get this.
The best model, the one that aced the business error test, it actually had a higher KL divergence than the so-called worst model.
Oh, hold on. That doesn't seem right, does it? I mean, shouldn't the best model be the one that's closest to reality?
Right. It's a real head scratcher. But that's exactly what makes this research so thought-provoking.
Yeah.
It suggests there's a trade-off happening here. And understanding that trade-off, well, that's key to making smart choices. Think of it like this.
Okay, I'm listening.
You've got a weather forecast. Super accurate, right? But it totally fails to predict these massive once-in-a-blue-moon storms.
You're thinking like a beachside ice cream shop owner,
Us
right?
too.
Sunshine and sales every day except for that one freak hurricane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And suddenly that super accurate forecast doesn't seem so helpful anymore.
So we're seeing here that a model can be amazing at, say, predicting those overall sales numbers, but then totally whiff it when it comes to those crucial moments, those outliers that can really make or break
Yeah,
things.
those unexpected ups and downs. And that's where this research really gets interesting. The researchers use something called Chebyshev's inequality. It's a way of looking at how those errors, the differences between what the model predicts and what actually happens, how those errors are grouped together.
Now, I know we're getting a little bit technical here, but bear with me. This is where it gets good. They found that the worst model, remember that one with the higher business error? Well, it actually seemed to be better at predicting those smaller, more common, less dramatic sales changes.
Like that friend who's always mostly right about things. They might not blow you away with their predictions, but you can usually count on them for the everyday stuff.
Makes sense. But here's the catch.
Right.
The best model, even though it had that slightly strange KL divergence thing going on, it really shines when it comes to consistency. It's not just about getting those typical cases right. It's about being reliable across the board, even when things get a bit wild, those outlier events that could mean a huge win or a major loss.
Like, the best model is that friend you can always rely on. They might not always be the life of the party, but, they'll be there for you no matter what, offering good advice, whether it's a small bump of the road or a major life decision.
It's about having that reliable compass in the often unpredictable world of marketing.
Exactly. And what this research really highlights is that there's no such thing as the one perfect model. It all comes down to what you're looking for, what's important for your specific needs. Do you want that rock-solid consistency, even if it means maybe missing out on predicting those outlier events?
Or are you willing to take a bit of a gamble, maybe sacrifice a bit of consistency for the chance of catching those rare but potentially game-changing moments? It's a tough choice.
It really is. It's all about finding the right balance.
Yeah.
And like with so many things in life, the answer is, it depends.
It depends on your business, your goals, how much risk you're comfortable with. All of that factors into finding the right model for the job. So it really is a balancing act, huh? Trying to find that sweet spot between like knowing what to expect and being ready for those curveballs life throws at you.
Yeah, and this is what makes this business error thing so important. It's like having a whole new way of looking at those marketing models. You're not just chasing after the highest accuracy score anymore. You're really thinking about how those errors, those times when the model doesn't quite line up with reality, how those could actually impact your bottom line.
It's like hitting a bullseye is easy when it's calm and sunny outside. Yeah. What happens when the wind kicks up? You need a model that can handle those unexpected gusts, right?
Exactly. And that's really what this research is all about.
Yeah.
Don't just blindly follow the numbers, question them. Really dig in and try to understand what your models are good at and where they might fall short. And most importantly, think about how those strengths and weaknesses match up with what you're trying to achieve and how much risk you're comfortable with.
So for all our listeners out there, all those people using these models day in and day out to make big decisions, what's the one thing you really want them to take away from all this? What's the one question they should be asking themselves?
Ask yourself, what am I actually trying to do here with this model?
Yeah.
Am I okay with a model that's consistently good, that helps me stay on track? Or do I need something that might uncover those hidden gems, those unexpected events that could really take things to the next level, even if it means things might be a little less predictable?
It's about understanding that you can't have it all and making smart choices based on what matters most for your own situation.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between accuracy and those real insights, between the numbers and the actual impact those numbers have. Don't be afraid to roll up your sleeves and really get into the nitty-gritty of these models. Because at the end of the day, the best model isn't the one that looks the best on paper. It's the one that helps you make the best decisions for your business.
That's a wrap on another deep dive. We hope this episode has given you a fresh perspective on business error and why it matters. Remember, it's not about finding the perfect model. It's about finding the right model for you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep diving deep into the world of data.